All right. So last week, a man in Scotland was taking a flight, apparently, getting ready to take off from a flight when he got pulled to the side by security officers because they were convinced that he had some explosives in his carry-on.
Freedom!
It turned out it was not explosives.
Get your haggis right here. Chop half and lungs boiled in a wee sheep's stomach. Taste as good as it sounds. Good for what ails you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had haggis?
I have not had haggis, but when I go to Scotland in the near future, look at the individual.
Well, you got to sample it, don't you?
Yeah, I'll take a bite. Yeah, sure.
And then spit it out?
No, I'll eat it. You know, I'll give it a try. What the heck? All right, so
that amuses the locals, I think, when the Americans just take a bite.
You are 100%. Now, see, my wife has been to Scotland. My wife has been over there, and they don't have, like, haggis stands.
No, they probably don't eat it normally, right? It's just for the stupid tourists.
We got another lot of tourists coming in. Get a haggis ready. Or whatever it is they say. TSA just released their annual report on all the stuff they confiscate in 2013. Some of it is funny. Some of it's interesting. Here are the top five or so that they pulled. You ready?
Yeah.
In 2013, the TSA confiscated 1,813 guns in carry-ons, not checked into the luggage.
And many of them loaded.
81% were loaded.
Nice.
That's on an average one every, 3 days? Yeah.
That was in there?
Atlanta had the most guns confiscated, 111, or one every 3 days. Five a day is what the TSA is picking up. Five a day. They confiscated a suicide vest. Fortunately, it was fake. It was filled with fake explosives.
Who would try to bring a fake suicide vest on an airplane?
An explosives training instructor.
Ah, so he was traveling to some seminar somewhere. Yep.
Okay, but wait a minute. When you go up to TSA, wouldn't you want to tell the guy, hey, this is who I am, here's my ID, I got a certificate from the Acme Explosive School or what have you.
When I travel with my gun, I go to the counter, you show that it's not loaded, and you check it as luggage.
I told the story before when I went out to spring training, my broadcast equipment, in a metal case, and the guy at the line said, what is this? I said, it looks like something, but it's really not what you think it is.
Yeah, and I'm sure you were that vague. I'm sure you were kissing his butt. It's not a bomb, I swear.
I didn't say the word. You don't say the word bomb in under any circumstances when you're in the line, right?
No, I think we should send you in and see what happens.
Yeah.
At least a dozen people were busted for carrying ninja throwing stars.
Jeez.
What is this, sir? A bottle opener? It looks like a ninja throwing star. No, it's a letter opener. I use it to trim my nails. At the Fort Lauderdale Airport in Florida, TSA officers found someone carrying a human skull fragments inside a clay pot. Now, his response was, when the cops came to investigate, he had purchased the pots somewhere else and did not know there were human skull fragments inside.
So bringing them back is a tourist thing from South America or something, you know, supposed to be remains from some dig somewhere, right?
Let's see here. They found knives hidden in socks, a pen, a cane, toothbrush holder, a pillow, a knee brace, and a laptop battery compartment. All contained knives. People thinking they're getting creative with hiding the weaponry. And finally, a guy in Chicago was busted for carrying mace. Let me be more specific. A mace.
A mace, like an old medieval weapon.
Yes.
Not a can of the spray.
No, not a can of the spray. A spiked metal ball on a chain attached to a wooden club.
And it was in a suitcase or he was carrying
it? It was in his carry-on.
Did he say he was on his way to some Renaissance festival somewhere that he did part of his costume?
Gosh, I had
forgot
no
that
idea.
Was in there.
I had no idea. I just came back from a vacation with the missus and
Here, show me. Oh, really? Show me how it's used.
It's hilarious, the things. I had nail clippers taken out of my shaving kit.
Oh, no, you can't take that.
You know why? Because it had that little fold-out knife on it.
I know.
That little tiny fold-out. I would
you know what Jack Bauer could do with that. He could take over the plane with
that. Yes, absolutely. You get Jack Bauer and MacGyver together, and they could rule the world. Me, with a knife in my shaving kit, what am I going to do? Seriously. Oh,
you heard Jack Bauer will be back on TV in early May,
sir.
Right?
Okay. Absolutely. I am looking forward to that with bated breath. There it is. That's what the TSA took from us last year. I can't wait to see what they take from us this year.
The Wisconsin Morning News on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.